Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to a special verdict episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Amel.
And I'm Molly Molshine, and we're joined by Desiree Handel.
Hi, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, don't you look pretty?
Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. She looks beautiful. She looks beautiful. She sounds beautiful. Her microphone has taught us that our microphones are very bad. So apologies to the listeners for that. We will rectify it soon.
They plead the fifth.
Jury's out. These are bad mics.
I will tell you who should have pled the fifth. Amber Heard repeatedly over the past 7 weeks.
Now that's a good take.
Mm-hmm. So we're gathered here together to talk about the verdict in the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp trial, which just dropped. I do want to avoid relitigating the case. We've talked about it for hours and hours ad nauseum.
We're not lawyers.
Yeah, we're not lawyers. We're not lawyers.
We don't know. We literally don't know. But I do know about astrology.
And I know about media law. So I will say one thing. This is going to set a legal precedent that makes it a lot harder for people to talk about crimes being done to them, even if they don't name the perpetrator. Like, it's just true that that's going to happen. And that kind of sucks and is really scary. Roe v. Wade is case law. Like, the reason why you can't ban abortion is because of that verdict. And now going forward, when people talk about someone well-known doing something fucked up to them, this is the case law that they will say, okay, because of Depp v. Heard 2022, there is a precedent that you can get sued for defamation for this. It's just the way the legal system worked. And there was not really a high-profile case like this before where the person wasn't named and it was still judged as defamation. So that is a fact that is going to happen in the future. Like, it's a blueprint for powerful people to silence their accusers when their accusers haven't even said their name. So that is scary no matter what.
She did say his name. I mean,
no, she didn't say his name. She didn't say his name in the op-ed. She literally didn't.
Yeah,
this is why his lawyers were worth every dollar. No one even knows that this was about an op-ed. Like, they thoroughly confused the jury and the public and got them to think this lady's bad, so she loses. Like, it has nothing to do with the restraining order, the divorce,
right?
Any press release she ever released, it has nothing to do with anything. The only question in this was about those three lines in the op-ed that did not name him. So that's why it's scary. And that's why it's not, because like all the people who are saying it's scary and saying that it's bad for women and bad for victims, they don't think that she's innocent of abusing him. That's not what anyone is saying at all. They don't think that she, like, you know, maybe she did coordinate some sort of, I don't want to say a smear campaign, but she definitely tried to attach herself to a movement. Mm. It could be argued that that was not quite what the movement was for, because like, it sounds like their relationship was mutually abusive, which is a gray area. And before you got on the mic, Sarah, Desi and I were talking about like, oh, isn't this also kind of cool? Cause we're talking about abuse in a little bit more of a nuanced way. And it's like, yeah, but also it's immediately just going to bitches be lying. Like,
those are the
us three are talking about it in a nuanced way, but the rest of the internet's not, you know.
That's why long term we're playing Capricorn long game. We're gonna be at the top of the media pyramid someday, and they're all gonna listen to us.
I know. I mean, those are also the perils of covering a case that is celebrity, because there's so many places to lose sight. There's just too much story. There's too much public buy-in. People have personal, personal attachments to these people. You know, it's like the parapsychology where it's like,
well, and personal attachments to their own stuff.
So like, and rich enough to get lawyers. OJ Simpson got away with murdering his wife.
That right.
Allegedly.
And then he wrote a book about it.
Desi and I have a slightly darker sense of kink than you. So we might talk later about like the ins and outs of how they truly abused each other for fun. But, and you're sort of a classier person than that, which is nice. But no, really, I was saying, Desi, I'm like, it's really nice to have Molly. Like, I feel like it's nice to just be aware that not everyone is as tolerant of garbage people the Desi and I are. No, but your threshold for like is okay and not okay has actually been interesting for me and helpful actually to you have better boundaries. I just feel like you're like a nice girl and like you like found your man. You're looking fucking gorgeous. You're about to get married. You got a job. That's, you know, that's huge in this conversation. That's something that's completely off the table for everyone else. So that's major. Like, I just feel like you're like a really good person. Not that Desi and I aren't good people. We're two of the best. But like,
I know. Thank you for everything you just said, but you guys are too.
Yeah. I think you're confusing the verb. You're using the wrong verbiage. I believe that based on a couple different things. Number one, I'm from a different country. I have a lot of different experiences that have made my threshold for darkness just much wider. So for me, I can understand abuse. I can understand casual abuse. I can understand abuse by proxy. I can understand so much of the dynamics. Do I think it's okay? No. Do I think that it's a genuine expression of human life? Yes.
Yes.
Do I think that we can't get away from violence? Yes. Do I think that human beings are naturally inclined and we have an instinct to be
an animal?
An animal. Yes. But the one thing I did want to touch back, because I think it's so interesting.
That was incredibly well said. And that made a lot of sense. And
I'm going to cut my whole shtick, but yours was perfect.
Thanks. Well, just because, and also like, you might not be from another country, Sarah, but like the experience, I think that Maul also like your family leans into religion, right? Like you guys did you go to church?
Yeah. I grew up Catholic, going to church and all.
Yeah. So there's like a really specific structure, primarily in your value system. You know, you said it best, it's boundaries. Like my family has no values. No, we do. We do have a value and it's loyalty, right? But everything else is fucking collided together, convoluted, confused. Okay. And that's why we need to be so loyal to each other. Because if it wasn't for loyalty, there'd be nothing to stick around for.
That's exactly right. Right. That's exactly fucking right. And, you know, I think there are varying degrees of that. I mean, even my parents too. It's like, My parents are never going to get divorced, but they also like may or may not ever have like a spoken conversation again. And it's a small house, you know, like they're miserable. It's just, and there's not enough money for anyone to leave. And I guess. Like I've been with a lot of like when I look at their dynamic, I feel like I get it.
Well, so I think this is why adjudicating these things in a public way is so complicated, because it's mm-hmm. like if someone does something really fucked up to you and you talk about it, it's like, I mean, I think that should be your right, especially if you don't name them, like as a comic, as a writer.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
As a journalist. Mm-hmm. So this verdict is saying, no, you can't. And like, that's because talking about it, can harm the other person's reputation. And this is something we talked about, I think, last week with Louis C.K. I don't think Louis C.K. should be canceled from doing comedy for the rest of my life, the rest of his life. I think we should talk about it. Like, I think there should be a forum to talk about mm-hmm. all this shit that mm-hmm. people do to each other mm-hmm. without like lawsuits and crime and punishment. But I guess the problem is people lie. Like, that's what the problem is. And that's why you have to get the judicial system involved. Like, there is no way to, like, people either lie or obfuscate or something. So it is like, when does telling your own story become harmful to another person's livelihood? That's freedom of speech. That's this lawsuit. Like, that's what all of this is kind of coming down to.
It's like so weird. It's like, why are you putting yourselves in this position?
Right. It's just like, why is everyone lying? Why are you like if Amber Heard had just taken her $7 million divorce settlement and kept acting and rode off into the sun, none of this, like her life is over now. And like, it sucks. Her life is over because she wrote that op-ed. Also at the same time, like, you know, it's very clear that they were, I mean, I guess I can't probably say this, but like, it appears that they were both abusing each other at different times in the relationship. So it's like, is that the best person to attach themselves to a movement? Probably not. It's like, you really flew too close to the sun there. And what are you doing? But I think this is why I don't really support, obviously it's so cringe to talk about cancel culture, but I don't think that we're handling allegations against powerful people in the right way, because when we say you're losing your job because of an allegation, that's when the people who are making the allegations end up being silenced and smacked down by the law. It's like, if you're going to cause, like, what is the goal here? The goal here is less people get abused, less people get sexually assaulted, less people get sexually harassed. If every time you say someone did something like that, they lose their job, then you're going to have women aren't going to be allowed, or victims or whoever aren't going to be allowed to ever say it again. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, we need to have a better way to protect people from this that doesn't result in lawsuits for defamation and libel.
It's really hard. It's like, let's just say that everything that Amber Heard is saying, for whatever reason, she genuinely believes. You know, whether that was her, you know, her experience, like she's going to be telling people about that and it's not going to be what happened.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, the crux of her argument, I think, was this one sentence that she said. They said, well, you hit Johnny, you hit him, you punched him. And she's like, but I couldn't hurt Johnny. So like, I think that she believes that because she is smaller than him, that gives her impunity. And it's like, okay, let's rewind. I'm like, that's the issue here, because that's a pretty wild argument to make. Like, oh, just
well,
because
the only reason that they're like, well, the only reason that they're here is because she brought this out into the public. It's like, Amber, if you don't think that you can hurt Johnny, then like, do you know now? Are you both hurt enough? Haven't you both been? Doesn't this all hurt you guys? Isn't everybody? Are we all hurt enough? We're all hurt enough, right?
Right.
We
can move on. I think now she had a very narrow definition of who can be abused. And like, that's where the people who are saying like hashtag men too have a point. And then it very quickly turns into like incel rhetoric. Also, like, even if I do have a moral code, you have to understand it's motivated by guilt and fear.
Yeah. That's how, you know, I think that that's how they feed into each other. Of course you want to be good because you don't want to go to hell.
Exactly. I don't want to go to hell, and I don't want to hurt people's feelings because that would make me a bad person. And I'm terrified of being perceived as a bad person.
Wait, you need to watch the second half of the Moonule then. I guess I will have to do something with it. But that was like basically what the whole thing was about, that like, Molly, you're a scumbag at heart. And no, the whole message of the Moonule was actually, when we are trying not to hurt people's feelings, we're actually hurting everybody.
I do have to say one thing though, for Amber, I heard multiple times that she's been diagnosed with different things, but if she does have borderline personality disorder, I remember when I started really feeling for her was when I started hearing the recordings and she was saying, please don't walk away. Please don't walk away. Because the sensation of abandonment from a person that has borderline it just takes over. Like it's one of those things where like, you are no longer in control. Like your entire nervous system, your hip, your brain has now going to override and it's trying to avoid being abandoned. That's when I started feeling for her. And I tell you one thing, if her and I, we have, look, I'm not very similar to Amber because I do not lead by lying, but I can relate to some of her emotional, you know, some of her emotional back and forth or whatever. Right now, she must be in pure fucking hell. Like my heart completely goes out to this woman, because you cannot open a single platform without it being, she got what she deserved. And she didn't really, they fucked each other up, dude.
Yeah.
No, the whole, I mean, nobody deserves, well,
she should have just kept her fucking mouth shut. Yes, 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 yes. But I feel for her. She must be wanting to just I don't know. She's probably like trying to get Elon to put her on a rocket. You know what I mean? Like,
get me out of here. I'm going to Mars.
Yeah, I'm getting out of this planet.
It's really sad and heartbreaking because you're like watching someone's entire life crash and burn. And it's just not fun because also like,
it's not fun, no.
He's not innocent. Like you can tell that like this is, oh my God, do you know how much fun he's going to have tonight? Do you know like what a great time he's going to have?
He did like a concert last night. Who did he perform with last night in the UK?
Jeff Beck. I don't even know who that is, but yeah, like he's been going on this guy's tour and he's just like going to live life. He's going to have like the best summer of his life. You know, like it's just
over.
Like,
he's like, it's over. The litigation is done. I'm done.
Right.
Done. And I still have 150 mil. Oh, and maybe 10. If he takes the 10 from Amber, maybe he's still got 10 mil on the way. He might say, don't worry about it, cutie. Go.
I bet you he's petty enough. He's petty enough to then donate his 10 to ACLU and Children's Hospital. That's what I said too.
But I think he's going to do it not to. I don't think he hates her. I think he loves her, actually. And I think that, and it's in the chart. I can't wait to show you guys. I think that, look, he's actually not going to abandon her, and he never was going to abandon her, which is, I think, why a lot of the frustration was coming about. He testified that his mother was the cruelest person he'd ever met on planet Earth, other than his wife. And he stayed with his mother until the day she died and cared for her. And then Amber filed for divorce because she knew that he was going to the day after the mother died. That's all fucked up. But either way, his mother was an abuser and he stayed with her his whole life and took care of her.
And the whole thing of like him not looking in Amber's eyes was so controlling and domineering and manipulative to me. And that I think just says it all. Like if you actually didn't care about the person, you wouldn't be like that. Like that was
that's
so
why I think it was
and childish.
I wouldn't be surprised if we found out in the future that they had correspondence. I thought if he got the money that he was going to give it to the charities, like from them, and say, like he tried to do with their first thing, sorry about this mess. Here's the money. Bye from Amber and Johnny.
Do you know about their statement that they put out, their joint statement they put out together after the UK thing? So the one where he lost and they ruled in the court of law that he can be called a wife beater. The two of them put out a statement saying neither of us was abusive. We still have love for each other and neither one of us made up false things for financial gain. And it was just like, okay, so then what are we doing here? Why did you guys go through that trial? And then a couple years later, they go through a whole nother trial. It's like, what are we doing?
We're being in the relationship. This is just their whole, it's not just a penthouse anymore. It's everyone. It's not five penthouses for everyone to watch you fight. It's just everyone's going to watch you fight.
Yeah.
Right. It's like we're watching their kink. This whole trial is feet in a Tarantino movie. It is, we are being forced to watch someone's kink without our consent.
Real quick, I just do want to say something. I think that him not looking at her is totally fair game. I think it's all is fair in love and war, especially when you're mutually abusing each other. And I think let's not forget, you guys, if she does have mental illness the way she's been diagnosed and they are abusing tons of drugs, it is quite on character to, you know, it's like he's fighting the newspaper and then she's like, I'm so sorry I did this, how can we make it better, okay, let's do a joint statement, and then it's like, love you, hate you, love you, hate you, love you, hate you, boom, trial, right? So like it's all on, it's perfect, like they're really
perfect, it's perfect, that's
all of it makes sense,
it all makes sense, and I don't actually feel bad for either of them, and I don't
I'm triggered by the not looking thing because it's what one of my exes would have done. I would assume it's because I really, really did something bad.
Yeah,
and like that destroys me. And like that I really hurt someone when really it's just, you're just addicted to like kind of, it's controlling. It's a controlling thing. Like if I was so furious, any of the guys I dated, even the ones that cheated on me, like I would still speak to them like a human afterward and be like, you fucked up. Like in the moment when you're angry, you might yell if someone did something really fucked up to you. But then like, if I ended up in court with them or something, I would be like, I'm a fucking adult. Like, come on.
I guess I'm not an adult.
Subconscious level. Why did she do this? Why did she join this movement? Why whatever? She's a horrible actor. Her career was going to be over either way. They testified under oath that they were not going to cast her again because of bad chemistry. She's a bad actor. This was her big audition, her big shot. And as her acting coach testified, she just can't cry when she's acting.
Oh, fuck. I mean, she really, really, really could have just leaned into the classic beauty, just her classic features, her facets, right. Her eyes in this, you know, she could have leaned into being a white, beautiful woman. And she just needed to be part of the minorities. Leave it to us, bitch. We'll take care of it.
Bro.
Desi, that's her? Hilarious.
No,
that's such a good point.
It's such a good point. And yes, and what Johnny's doing to her is what she's doing to jury. She was performing to them like she was at like a dinner theater show, like an intimate mystery dinner theater show. And then when the verdict came in, she actually gave the verdict away. She wouldn't look at them. Did you see during, she was staring the other way. It's like, you are getting so much. I don't actually think she's miserable. I don't actually feel for her. I think this has been the biggest job. I think this is the last time we might see her. And I think that's okay. I don't actually think acting's her calling. Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to go and call her daddy.
Whoa.
In like 6 months, I bet you.
Yo, that's a great prediction. That's exactly right. I had to send it
because
to Desi.
He's not going on Rogan. He doesn't want her.
No, he does not.
He also was saying like Johnny Depp is an idiot for like letting it get this far. Like he was like, these are two people who have everything you could ever want in life. And all they were doing was making each other miserable. Like it's not, you know, it was, yeah. He had a pretty good take on it.
The whole issue really, again, I hate to be such a broken record, you guys. And it's like,
you're saying this wouldn't happen if they weren't rich.
Nobody really won money here except for both legal teams.
The other thing I was going to ask you, which is interesting for you to say that, is when you were describing your parents, I was going to say, yes. And Myra and Andy would never take fists to each other that way.
No.
Whereas we can talk about, oh, yeah, like we understand mutual abuse. You and I, us having a bigger threshold for it doesn't necessarily mean that it's acceptable behavior.
Oh, totally. Right? Oh, absolutely.
So then you're right. So like you could take a couple that has a similar parallel, you know, I don't know, profile dynamic, whatever, right? Like, I mean, just dynamic is what I meant. And if you just take away the millions, it changes the story. But I think that's assumed. That is assumed in this entire thing just because of the nature of celebrity. I don't think that's lost on anyone.
Yeah, but it's not just celebrity. It's wealth. Like her lawyers were horrible. His lawyers were incredible. Incredible.
I thought his lawyers were like, I'm sorry. I didn't like his lawyers. I thought they were only good if you didn't actually know what the case was about. And it was like, clearly most people didn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you said is really right too, where I don't know if they were trying to confuse everyone as much as they were trying to, they just hooked into the thing that we care about, which is narrative. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, it's not that they were like confused about what defamation was. They're like, we don't fucking care. Like, you know, like the story.
Lawyering is the ultimate marketing. It's got to be effective and immediate.
Whoa.
And convincing.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing though, because it's like it's like fighting for justice and truth, but it's like kind of a sneaky business. Yeah. Like, how could a sneaky business be the thing that we are using to get to the bottom of the truth?
Because everything is sneaky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just think that so here's the thing. I don't know if it's sneaky, but if you just think even about a human being or the human experience, there is just too much nuance. Here's the problem. The problem is taking one giant set of rules and wanting it to apply across the board.
Right.
The problem is when we're talking about, you know, situations that have just so much particular detail, and it is so much of a narrative, you know what I mean? That's where things get really lost in translation. Now, of course, there is still injustice, so much type of injustice, right? In terms of like people who get jailed just to meet a quota, which is an interesting perspective because all prisoners are just liabilities on the state. So I don't know if
you're saying somebody's got to pay for those prisoners, but someone's paying the prisoners, paying the prisoners.
Yeah, no, they do. They make like 30 cents or something like that.
Yeah, I don't count that as getting paid.
Well, okay.
That's what I'm saying. You and I both, we take abuse, we work for nothing. Really, really grateful for a few things. Number one, I love that Depp has been said so many times during the Depp case. Like every time they say deposition, I tingle. I get through. Mm-hmm. I just, it's a deposition and another one. It's just fun, you know?
Well, how about the Amber Alert in the final statement?
I know.
Wait, I think you were saying that. I believe in signs. Like there are no coincidences. Was that not the most incredible moment of live television?
It was just, I mean, it was no Will Smith slap because it wasn't like really that much of a neat and tidy symbol. It was just more of a coincidence.
Yeah. No, there are no coincidences. So that's like the premise of my whole business, that there are no coincidences. And
so what was it a symbol of?
Amber Alert. Amber Alert. You know, something's not right.
Like Honda, but what is an Amber? It's always like Honda Civic.
Yeah,
I think Amber Alert means a child just got abducted.
I think
it means a child just got abducted. Yeah.
Kidnapping. And it's always a Hyundai Elantra.
Or a Honda Civic. White. Yeah, right.
White. Mm-hmm. No, but I think the symbolism, I mean, I guess time will tell, but like when you have a courtroom of people with silent phones during a woman's lawyers, whose name, by the way, is Rottenborn. Unbelievable name for a bad lawyer.
Well, even just saying like misheard. Oh, misheard. You mean misunderstood? Misheard. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so the Depp team, the whole time, they never said her first name. They said misheard every time. I was like, that is definitely a tactic.
Yeah.
Being like lied. Not as it appears. Misheard. Like they
exactly.
Because it's a distancing tactic and it is like a word that has a negative connotation. So it was very smart. It was like when Hillary Clinton kept calling Donald Trump Donald during the debate because he had no, because you're so in the debates, you're supposed to call people by their last publicly held title and he had never held office. So
oh, that's
she just
so
kept
funny.
Calling, yeah, it was like a microaggression. She just kept calling. She kept calling him Donald, and he kept calling her senator. Because, which I'm surprised he even did. Because
I don't even think that I'm was very, he even knew she was a senator.
Right.
I'm so proud of him for maybe googling that Amber Alert. If anything, it was just like the silent room of phones, a chorus of phones, then all coming on at like a ricochet of like the wave of the phones all, and it was blaring. And then the judge had to say, "It's an Amber Alert."
I
when
know.
They wouldn't say her name. I can't. That was
and
like Amber's rage
name, yeah.
Thing. Like, say my name, bitch.
You're a grown man who goes by Johnny, first of all. Second of all, did you see his statement that he posted on Instagram? He used this fake typewriter font. Like, bro, you're not Hunter S. Thompson.
That's funny.
You just
but when we
aren't.
Say he, do we actually mean the assistant's assistant? Like, was it he?
Right, but like, it was a branding move. Like they all decided, they were like, yeah, this is what he would like. We're doing, this is the font. It's like,
oh, I know. I mean, but that's the issue. It's like her hair every day is a match for that typewriter pose. Her wearing matching outfits to him every single day. They're a match. She's wearing the same outfits as him.
Well, I was watching somebody analyze that and saying that it was a tactic on her part, on Amber's part. And well, actually somebody was saying that people with borderline personality, one of the things that they do is they like mold, they like become you. It's not a manipulative tactic. It's a tactic of like actually getting you to covertly accept them fully if you think that they're very much like you. So then they become you. So then there was a few times that they pointed out a few different things. One time he wore like the Gucci bee, I guess, something like a little bumblebee pin. The next day she wore the same accoutrement, you know what I mean? Or whatever, the same accessory.
Was he embarrassed?
I think that
it's so obvious.
I don't know. It's
yeah,
so
I think
weird.
That they're flirting is the fuck. That's how
that's exactly what I was gonna say. I think they're communicating in this like weird way. Dude.
That's what I'm saying. And the truth is, they both were found guilty. Like she less than him or him less than her. But actually, the jury of people that don't even know about filling out paperwork, lol, agreed. That right. They both were guilty of defamation. That's actually what happened. He didn't win.
You guys know that the majority of the jury, as in 7 out of 10, I think, were men?
Well, I think wasn't that there were women. I think there were women and then
two women.
There were two women and then there and then one of them.
Shouldn't it be 5 and 5 or something?
Yeah, it really should be. Also, I think actually it should weigh on the favor of the defendant, if anything, not the plaintiff.
Who's hitting you up, you popular?
You guys, I don't know. I did get a job today.
Wait, what?
I got hired.
Okay, look. Molly has to go to bed. It's midnight. It's midnight. Let me just show you this thing. Okay.
Wait, what job did you get? What job did you get?
Okay, but that, just know that she's asking you and I'm not keeping her up all night. I would love to know too.
I'm teaching actually.
But that's awesome, Desi. Congratulations. Sarah, you have been freaking out about some discovery you made in Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's charts for 24 hours now, yeah. I think it's been.
Yep. It was about 24 hours. Yeah, I stumbled upon some information that has absolutely rocked my world and knocked my socks off my already barefoot astrology walker in the sand.
Wow. I like that. That's a good metaphor.
I was thinking about I was thinking about the Jesus footprint magnets. Do you guys understand how crazy it is that Mercury has been retrograde for the whole trial and is about to go direct? And Mercury never stays on one star for this long. But when Mercury moved back from Gemini into Taurus, it landed at the 26th degree of Taurus. Now, Molly, remember in November when we did the first, remember we got really into Queen Victoria and small lips?
Yes.
That lunation, the sun during that lunation was on the fixed star Algol. Now that is where Mercury is. And it's where the next full moon is. You see what I'm saying? This point in the sky is extremely, it's like one of the most powerful fixed stars. Like you don't hear about that many fixed stars. Algol specifically is the one about off with his head. And it's, there's a masculine version, a feminine version. There's like a few different versions or a few different energies, like based on the, like, so some people would say it's the, like Greeks or Romans or whatever, but like, so some of the mythology would say that Algol was like a corrupt king that ended up, you know, just getting too wealthy and there was an overthrow of the people. That's why during the other one, I was like this, I said at the beginning of this eclipse cycle, this is all about a turning of the times for the monarchy on an essential level, just like really recognizing that as human beings, there's a lot about the actual matrix system that is more hurtful to us than not, right? The other thing about Algol though, aside from it being a planet that means death and loss of money, it also means gaining of wealth because that's how wealth works. Actually, for the most part, if you want to have a lot of money, it gets inherited to you. Somebody has to die and then you get the wealth. Wealth is protected by souls, right? Nobody else can get it, but my family.
Lineage, yeah.
Right. And all Mercury, when it goes retrograde, it usually moves backwards and then it's stationed at a certain place for maybe a day or two. And then it starts to move forward again. In this case, Mercury stopped and has been sitting on the fixed star Algol that we had a whole presentation about in November when this eclipse season started. And we just finished the eclipse season. And it's about everything that this trial is about, everything that the UK, the monarchy is going through. And it is where both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's Venus are. May I show you the charts?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's begin with just our boy Jonathan's chart. We don't need to call him Johnny. He's an adult. I agree with you, Molly. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jonathan's chart.
Jonathan.
Now, Jonathan is, no shock here, a Leo rising. He's a Gemini sun. Birthday's in a few days. He is a Taurus, Venus conjunct Mercury at, wouldn't you look? Remember I was telling you about that very special degree, Algol, representing the demon star and also Medusa, the victim who's blamed, like victim blame, or it's the energy of the king has lost it all.
Mm.
It is,
and
like
he has a Taurus, Venus, Mercury in Algol sign.
Like literally underneath that. So the fixed stars are like points in the sky where, I mean, if you want to talk about it in like a spiritual way, it would be like portals. Like it's like the most powerful collection of like this story's energy. Like it's like the Orion star. It's like star seeds. Like the Orion star seeds. It's like if you were to line up the Orion star seeds like in the sky with the pyramids, they would match perfectly. Like there's a bunch of these things where like these stars match places on Earth, and like these stars are sort of known as portals, and they've been like sort of in the sky for longer than they should have been, and so they've become sort of synonymous with different storylines, right? I might be making that up. I will check it before I post this. Okay, but he has his Venus and his Mercury exactly at this degree. Queen Elizabeth's IC is there. Like when I look at the Royals charts, all of them have a strong algal signature as well. Kind of interesting, right? Mm-hmm. That was what the whole, remember we were doing like the one like in November when we were like, oh my God, this is the off the your head moment for Harry and Meghan. It's because all of their shit and that full moon was at this degree. Harry and Meghan have things at this degree too, have planets. So this degree is being super activated this year. When you follow the astrology and you follow the moon cycles, one of the most exciting things is when you remember the degrees, because actually the planets are working on a rhythm that create line designs in the sky. I know you've seen the Venus rose, you know, and actually it's mathematical. So for this eclipse cycle, this fixed star algol, which in and of itself is extremely dramatic. Not all years are wrapped up around like end times and like windfall of new beginnings times, because you won the war times. You know, that is what this Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle is hinged on. This is where when we see a full moon and a new moon, and then it comes back to that degree, and then Mercury is stationed on that degree, getting the information that 6 months ago we planted the seeds for. This is now the understanding of that story, right? Does that make sense? Like the stars are actually, or each planet is like a character and they're all playing their role. And the sky is laid out at, it's like a buffet. And so it's basically like all the characters go to the buffet and then they go, hey, you guys got to go over to the charcuterie board before it's gone, right? And that Mercury is now living there at the charcuterie board, pounding the brie like it's a fucking sandwich, okay? And that's what it is. Usually Mercury doesn't have this indulgent type of moment in this. So Mercury in the sky right now is there. Johnny Depp's Venus is there. Johnny Depp's Mercury is there. You see?
There as an algal.
The exact degree. Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Let's just say that what this means on a basic level is that he is a powerful man when it comes to money and beauty, and there's a question about is somebody being wrongfully accused? Is somebody going to lose it all? Is someone going to get it all? It's sort of like this year and this eclipse season, this eclipse cycle specifically, is bringing his career into focus. The North Node is going over his 10th house. So the first thing we're really seeing is the North Node pointing to his Venus and his Mercury, giving him a chance to speak where he had actually not been for 6 years. Say whatever you want. He hasn't, we've all thought he was a wife beater for 6 years. So, you know, this is that moment where he's actually getting the North Node. The energy is actually asking us to look in the direction of his heart and what he's saying, and that justice will be served. Now, the other thing that it means is that right now he's having a direct alignment. So look at where the North Node is right now, right? This is the fate of the collective. This is Mercury. So the fate of the collective and the collective Mercury are on his Venus and his Mercury, you see? And we also have Uranus there. Venus just moved into Taurus today. The poetry is incredible. It's like basically his Venus returned to its home sign with all of these other planets in the sky, basically to go like, okay, like you have been heard. I hear you. You've been heard. Now say heard. Again, say whatever. Oh my God. Oh my God. Heard. Oh, don't ever use that word here again. I'm just kidding. But there are asteroids representing our past life karma and our storylines, right? And what we're here to heal. So he has his Jupiter conjunct Nemesis, meaning that Chiron in the sky, the wounded healer, is sitting on top of his Jupiter expansion Nemesis. So he's up there in the ninth house of court with somebody getting healing activated for his, when I started to look at this last night, that's why I was like, we should do this, because I think he's going to win and he's going to get a windfall of this is a deep, this is a not win. About Amber Heard. This is about his mother. This is actually about healing the relationship with his mother.
Well, isn't that just convenient? Another man gets to exact revenge on his mother through his wife or girlfriend who happens to be 30 years younger than him. Never heard that story before. I think I have to go to bed. But I just want to say, these are the three statements that they were ruling on. Okay.
Yeah.
A, Amber Heard, colon, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. This has to change. Okay?
She created that.
How did she create it? Sexual violence.
TMZ.
She spoke up about sexual violence.
Okay, okay. That's, you're right, though. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Right. You're right.
That's not, right. You're not right. Untrue.
You are right.
Whether you, yeah, right. She spoke up about it.
You're right.
Okay, the second sentence. Then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out. Not untrue.
I just hate her for it because I know what she's fucking doing. And
I know, but
it's like, you're right, though. You're right. Actually, objectively, that is true.
Third sentence. And this is the craziest one, that they would say that this wasn't true because it's so innocuous. I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time. Terrible writing. Sorry. Let me say
no, her writing is.
She didn't write it. Like the ACLU.
But her whole character. The reason that they can both be scumbags and we hate her and we like him is because talent.
I know. That literally is all it is. And the ACLU wrote it. Like, that's why you know that he's doing this as a control mechanism, because she did not write this. He knows she didn't write this. He knows the ACLU wrote it and Washington Post edited it and published it. He knows that, but he didn't sue them because he wants to make her miserable. That's all it is.
And you're saying he should have sued them instead of her.
Yeah. That's normally what you do. This is the sentence that they said is false. I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse. Like, how is that not true? Literally, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse. He didn't get kicked out of Pirates until a few years after she made all these accusations. That is institutions protecting men accused of abuse. She didn't even say men who commit abuse, men who are accused of abuse. Yes, yeah. He was a man accused of abuse. Yes, institutions protected him. Yes, she saw it in real time. We all did. None of these statements are false. I'm sorry. This is why this verdict is bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, right? It's like what you're saying is so true about why his lawyers were actually just so fanciful and so talented, because at the end of the day, you have people saying like, well, I don't care about what it's about. Like, he deserves justice. And exactly. That's what they want.
And that's not the legal system. It's not, oh, I think you're shitty, so you're guilty. That's literally the whole, oh God.
But then here's my question though, because this is my question for you when it comes to legal system. This is my question, talk slowly. This is my question for you when it comes to the legal system. Why didn't the judge say anything? Like, okay, so we're having this whole 6-week trial for 7 living dildos just sitting there, not even able to finish the paperwork before they actually handed it in incomplete. You understand how
that was surprising. The minute that happened, it made me think twice about everything that just transpired. And I feel bad.
Right.
For
I tweeted like, good thing this jury has such great attention to detail. Like, this whole case is them tripping them up on the details, and it's like, lo and behold, they couldn't even fill in the blanks on the fucking paper. What?
It's really bad. What? No, I texted you like hearing the judge say like, look, you could even just put like 0 if it's nothing, but you do need to fill out every question. Like, you can't leave any. She said you can't leave any blanks. It's like, guys.
God. What were you doing? Yeah. Well, what were you going to say? Why didn't the judge say to any
yeah, this is a bad system. There are 7 dolts sitting on the stand listening to this whole thing, and they're who we justice means that, because these 7 people were like, yeah, John's the man. That's justice,
right? Also, her legal team did not object enough to things. I know they got,
got
like roasted for a couple times when they did objections that were kind of like embarrassing. But whenever her legal team was questioning people, Camille Vasquez objected every 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds she objected. And all of TikTok was like, she's the best. And then every time Amber's team objected, everyone would be like, oh, they're so stupid. It was like, no, they're literally all behaving in the exact same way. Like, Like,
no, but Amber's
Johnny Depp was performing on the stand. Amber was performing on the stand. They were all doing the same shit. It was just perceived completely differently.
But it's night and day. Whether it's about gender or not, he was in love with her. They have their Venus in the exact.
Okay, I'm going to go. You guys finish it and I'm going to go.
Okay. Very good. I love you. You're the best.
Some rest.
And also, no one's in London. It doesn't matter. Never mind.
I was gonna say,
I'm doing a show tomorrow night. I'm coming back to comedy.
Come to my show.
I was gonna say, come to go to
bed. You need to go to bed.
You know what?
Two nights.
No one who listens to this podcast lives on this continent. So, okay, bye.
Oh, I actually forgot we were podcasting. I thought she was just telling us. I need to go to bed.
I forgot we were potting too. Well. I'm sorry.
Desi, you know I love asteroid astrology. I knew this verdict was coming in soon. I was just curious about the charts of Amber and Johnny. I'm really, really missing the days and days and days of testimony. So to occupy myself after I finished editing the podcast that I thought I was going to post today, but in fact, I'm going to post it Friday because we had a verdict. What I found was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
The synchronicities are beyond. Just could not write it ourselves.
Could not write it. So let's see. What do you mean by that, Sarah? Okay. Well, let's start with Johnny Sharp. So right now in the sky, so I'll use some of that, but like let's look at Johnny's wound, his Chiron, his karmic wound from all the past lives that ultimately could be his healer, but in this placement, eighth house, this is the house of divorces, settlements, other people's money. This is the part of fortune in the chart. So this represents like windfalls of cash.
Mm-hmm.
So you see this? So we have a part of fortune, money, his money, next to in the same place as Amber.
Mm-hmm. I do see the word Amber right
there. How about that?
Right in the middle of Johnny's birth chart. Tell me everything.
So we have his part of fortune. This is like money with Amber and his deepest, darkest wound in the eighth house, dark secrets, divorce settlements, binding contracts. Incredible, right? This hurts, but it also is healing for him. I think that he needed to say out loud in public, I was victimized. That's what this was about. Mm-hmm. On a soul level, it's not about whatever. On a soul level, he needed to say, I, Johnny Depp, am a victim of abuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all he needed. He doesn't need any money. He doesn't need anything. He needed to say that and be received.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of the drinking is.
What do you mean?
That's why he's in so much pain.
Oh, you mean I believed, I was under the impression that Johnny had been
Johnny was abused by his mother.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you're saying he's running away.
Amber's just a de facto.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Amber and Johnny did the exact same things for each other.
Okay.
They're mirrors. They actually are perfect for each other. Or that's not, they're not, they're obviously not permanent.
They are each other's catalyst in this incredibly important turning point in their
yes.
fate.
Basically. Yes, absolutely. Okay. They came here to be together and do this straight right. up. And when you look at their charts together, it's even more so, but like there's more to it, right? Okay, so let's take a look at, Johnny's moon. This is his relationship with his mother, Capricorn. So as a Capricorn myself, I can tell you we can be a little bit emotionally removed sometimes, like a little bit cold. The moon is in its detriment here. He has that moon, which is the core of his soul and attachment to his mother with his south node in Capricorn, meaning that it's very, very challenging for him to let go of sixth house Capricorn, like controlling certain emotions, controlling certain relationships, sort of protecting his heart, protecting his mother, keeping things looking a certain way on the outside. His purpose actually is really to surrender it all and get spiritual. And mm-hmm. his north node is conjunct Medusa. So he's actually learning to be, it's really interesting that he wouldn't look her in the eyes. She has Medusa in her chart in an interesting place too. And you know, in this lunation.
Oh my God. I just put that together. Would not look her in the eyes and the Medusa piece. Okay.
And the fixed star Algol that I've been ranting about is also like one of the other articulations of it is that it represents Medusa. It's a Medusa star, and it's a story of Medusa, who was essentially too pretty for her own good in the palace of Athena. She got raped by Neptune and punished for it, and no one believed her, and they tried to kill her, but they forgot, oops, she's immortal, so she grew up that ugly-ass head. And then they tried to make it like she was some dangerous being, like she was, like, if you looked in the eye, you'd be petrified, like she'd kill you, she'd freeze you. Really, because you had stripped her of her beauty and raped her and didn't believe her and demonized her, she actually became so connected to the truth and so connected to her soul and the truth that when she looked people in the eyes, they, like, yes, she was petrifying people, but they were petrified because she saw directly into their soul. It wasn't that she was petrifying people. It's that they were petrified. Mm. Understand?
It's interesting that later we've evolved the word petrified to mean extremely scared. It's a synonym for terrified.
Right. But really all it means is like frozen, right?
Right. It means turn into stone, literally.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I really botched that one. I flubbed. But, oh my God. You got it. Cut it. here, I have some notes too. It's like, no, like this relationship it was unavoidable. Look at this too. Oh, I said that. Chiron's healing he's in the courts doing his healing in the ninth house with Jupiter. This is justice and Nemesis.
Oh my God.
That checks out.
That word.
Checks out. We also have today, of all days, the moon has actually moved out of Gemini and is on his north node, spiritual freedom. I'm not angry at him, and I'm not angry at her, actually. I am happy for them that they have enough money that they can do this in front of everybody. I know, Randy and I have tried, and you know, you just don't have the money for it. But I'm sure they had a blast in a way. Truly.
I mean, that's interesting that you say that as if they had come to some sort of worthwhile conclusion. I mean, it's still a fight. There is a loser. There was no convergence of the minds to agree.
But they never had that. They had moments of it.
That's right. They weren't able
to. They met and they fell in love faster than they knew that they were dating their parents, although on a soul level they knew. And then they fought. She fought with her dad and he fought with his mom every day and continue to.
They were trying to revindicate their yep. childhoods.
And he needed to stand up to his mother and she needed to say, you abuse me, this and that. They just both needed to do this. The truth is, he didn't win. They both won. Actually, this is the conclusion. You said it hasn't come to some salient, on the same page conclusion.
How would you say that's interesting to me. I like that
perspective. He was found guilty and she was found guilty.
Oh, okay. I like that perspective. Sure. Okay. Yeah, you're right. So in essence, I take back what I said. There has been a very poetic closing. There's a bow on this.
I think this is a bow. And you want to
wrapped up with a bow.
You just wait until we get to their composite chart. I'll just show you. That's when it's hard to even know. I might have to write this out and just read it because it's so incredible. But it's check this out. Okay, so when we look at, what we were looking at before was the synastry, which we can come back to. But when we look at the composite chart, this is the chart of the relationship, right? Do you see the name Amber Heard? Why is it so hard for me?
I did. Hold on a second. Yeah, it's right under Holly Gray. Go up, 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 up. You see?
Oh,
there you go, yeah.
Okay, cool. Check out their composite chart. So remember, the green is the planets right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the married energy. This is the energy of the merging of these two charts. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's clean.
Well, why don't you take a look first and foremost at the north node of the relationship? Oh, it's exactly where the sun is today.
Wow.
Why don't you look at that point that I keep talking about over and over? Oh, it's where their relationship's sun and Venus is. Where the North Node and Taurus are right now. Yeah. You see?
Mm-hmm.
There's more. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. We have Amber with Mercury
mm-hmm.
in Taurus, but the wound is in Aries, ego, separateness, aloneness. She's kind of playing the part of, I mean, the fact that Amber is this whole thing, right? I mean, we haven't even gotten to the, we'll find Johnny in a minute, but we have Amber basically leading this stack of speaking and hurting, right? And Venus is on top of asteroid Amber and the relationships Mercury right now. Venus is on their Mercury. This was the most judicious sentence possible. Or not sentence, but this was gracious.
Okay, you're saying it was the most fair outcome that could have possibly happened based on everything.
Yeah. Now, sure. Check out where Johnny is in their relationship chart. Oh, it's with Pluto, the death and rebirth power control center, the id in Libra, marriage.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He got engaged a lot of times. He didn't get married that many times.
I don't know much about his love life. Who was he married? Oh, he did. Did he marry that French woman?
Well, that's his real. I mean, no, he had some marriage when he was like a young guy. And then he had a string of romances with like the hottest of the hot. And they were cool couples, Kate Moss and Winona Ryder. And he had a few. And then he was with, what's her name? What's the French woman's name?
I forgot. I do apologize. I forgot her name. I don't even know the kid's name. What are his kids?
The kids are Lily Rose and Jack. She's Lily, Vanessa.
Vanessa. Yeah.
So Vanessa and him were together for 15 years. When you have all of your ex, when you have like stacks, Kate Moss testified. He isn't, yeah. I do not think he is. I think if anything, she may have shown him a side of himself that he wasn't that, you know, familiar with. And we're not familiar with the way he'd been repressing for a long time. I mean, that again, that's that algal energy. That's that Uranus energy, the Uranus energy on both of their Venuses. This is like really, this whole thing has been like a release of toxic repression.
Yeah, like lifetimes worth of it.
Very literally
for them and their predecessors.
No, check this out, Desi. You know how I've been talking about, remember I've been telling you like the 25th degree of Taurus is this big degree? Well, wouldn't you know, in true cosmic perfection, because also that is where the North and South Node are, understand right now.
Yeah.
Look at where the moon is, Des.
Sure. Oh, wait, that's Taurus. Oh, wait, no, Scorpio.
Exactly. Opposite to the degree. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Wow, that's crazy.
Perfect. It's actually crazy. And it's where the eclipse was 6 months ago. And it's where the moons will continue to pass through. And that this is like the point that this is like a karmic point of this year. That's why I keep saying we got to focus on the monarchy because it's off with their heads. Because one of the iterations of the fixed star algol is like abuses of power. I mean, it's with this too, abuses of power. I mean, because it's also the Medusa story based on what perspective you're looking at, right? It's all about abuses of power coming to the surface to be killed officially so that we can start a new story that's actually sustainable. And that's where it's like, even on a basic level, even in your own life, when Molly's saying like, well, I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt people's feelings. It's like the minute that you are lying about who you are, to anybody that you're talking to, you're not being nice, actually.
So you mean fact trumps tact?
Wait, yes.
Exactly.
Fact, well, except that in this case, I feel like it's like, it's actually just like
fact and tact.
Plus tact. Fact plus tact.
Fact tact.
Back. Yeah. I'm gonna go get
that's right, dude.
That's right. No, but it's all fucking wild, man. I mean, look,
you know, between the two of us, we could get like a 6-figure copywriting job pretending we're one person and do
we should be a writing team.
And we're a writing team and we'll split the salary each way. We'll get like a $160,000 job, which both get 80, and we'll be fucking cool living together in a loft somewhere. Don't have to worry about a goddamn thing. Don't have to move a muscle. Just use our, muscle.
I'm fucking in.
How do we trick somebody into hiring one of us, but it's actually two of us?
Tact, not tact. Oh, no, tact. That would be tact, not. No, you just completely ignored everything. We tell the truth. We say we're going to do it. We'll work two for the price of one.
Right. That's exactly.
Gemini, actually, twins.
The minute that I said, how do we trick somebody into hiring both of us? I realized that's not even the approach remotely. It's the up. It's the backwards approach.
You know, right. We're actually going to get them to pay double. Whoever hires us is going to hire us both for double what one of us would be worth.
All right. Well, I mean, ideally. Okay. So anyway, so this is so crazy.
Look at their Leo. They both are Leo risings. Their chart is a Leo rising. Look what's there. Lilith.
What is
Lilith. Medusa.
Yeah. So listen, I think that the impacting piece of this is the lining up of the dates so well. Like, actually, because it was such a public thing, so a court case is something that is not necessarily controlled by one party. The dates of a court case can change so much, so the fact that this lines up to the exact date is so profound and actually like really important.
It's noticed. Profound. And it's really important. Thank you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like, Molly's saying, like, what does it mean? It's like, it means that we could never know. It means that this is so much bigger than, it means marvel at the stars and acknowledge it, alignment. That's why we can't just go, it was a coincidence, the Amber Alert. How could you say it was a coincidence when the stars are aligned in this way? It's not a coincidence. I don't necessarily know, but I know.
Hold on a second. I'm going to do something really fast. I want to know what the word Amber means.
You're so deep.
Because it's everywhere. Amber.
Amber is the color of the energy.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Well, it's not that deep. From Arabic. Oh, it's ambar. Like amber, what the mosquitoes were trapped in for them to create Jurassic Park, like meaning jewel. It means jewel.
Wait, I got to look this up. You've now said four different things in one
sentence. So amber means jewel. But it comes from the word like ambar, like amber, like, okay, check it out.
I think of amber as like I think of amber as like, I'm thinking of ember.
Ember, exactly. It's not fire. It's stone. It's a jewel. And amber itself is a substance that has fossilized a lot of like different little creatures that can give us a lot of information about the prehistoric eras.
Wow.
But that's a coincidence.
Wow. Well, it's kind of like, that's what they're both like. Okay, like for example, let's look at Amber and Johnny's charts. So this is now not their composite. This is on top of each other. This is comparing the two charts. So wherever you see energies connecting, that's it's a very like potent connection. But then also opposition, squares, all of it. But really, even just on a basic level, the connections are fucking insane. So here we go. So Johnny's on the outside, Amber's on the inside. So like we said, here's Johnny's wound and Amber. And also it's in Pisces, very confusing, nebulous performance art, acting, addiction, right? That is hitting her at directly to the degree. Her Jupiter is on his exact degree of his Chiron. So she basically expands his pain. Blows up his pain. They're not born anywhere near each other at any time near each other, but they have nemesis conjunct. They are each other's nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? How, I mean, couldn't be more specific.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you something. When you're pointing out these words, Nemesis, Medusa, Amber, these are asteroids that are specific to this group of people and these charts. If you were to pull up my chart, it would be a different combination of words, or would it, or are
you? No. If I looked up your chart, right. No. So I would, the reason these asteroids are here is because I plugged them in. I was curious, but you have an amber asteroid somewhere in your chart, but because it's not meaningful to you, we don't use it. It doesn't give us messages. Right. But we can look up Dave in your chart. We can look up Gaston in your chart. We can look up,
Everything has an asteroid?
No, some things don't. Some things do. And it's all interpretive, you know? So like, you can find something that connects you and use that as the energy to work with, because everything is truly everything. Cool. It's amazing.
Right. Truly, everything is interpretive, dog. Yeah.
But it's like...
Except for math, okay.
Except for what?
Math.
Well, which is essentially what astrology is. So let's not talk about that rumor, okay?
Whoa.
Come on. Don't scare the kids. But like, check it out, right? His son or her son and her north node are exactly on his legacy.
Mm-hmm. And north node is where is your fate? It's your what?
Yes,
what,
ma'am. Is it? It's your dharma. So your karma is your south node. So her south node is in Libra. But what you guys don't even know is that. Well, you guys don't even know. It's like, nobody knows. I didn't say it at all. Her son is at 2 degrees of Taurus on his career rising, you know, or not his midheaven, his legacy. Her north node is in Aries. It's not in Taurus. Her north node, her dharma is to be that, to do shit like this, independent, flubbing, just going for it. We both have Aries north nodes, actually. We both default to relationship and need to learn. She needed this experience to actually learn to be alone. Mm-hmm. She would have chosen. She's begging somebody that she's also suing for beating her, and that's not even true, to stay. She maybe could take a breather from relationships.
Well, listen, and here's the other thing that's really interesting about that specific pattern. So like, when you just said, and both of us have our thing in our north node in Aries, and what we all three have in common is that we do not have a hard time attracting or keeping men interested. So the men come on their own. In fact, they find us, they chase.
It's honestly bizarre.
Right. And then we're like, cool. Thank you for being. It's almost like, you know, I was always going to make a joke, like, come to me, like, and then we just kind of use the man as whatever classroom we need in the moment. But at the same time, it's more like, hey, thank you for coming and being my karmic classroom. I will also be your karmic classroom in some way. But it's interesting that we regard relationship as a place to work out the chaos, and still it is such that the relationships fall abundantly in our laps often. You know what I mean? It's like,
the truth is, you're saying it like it's a bad thing. In fact,
no, it's not a bad thing. I'm saying
that's what Gemini new moon. It's everything. It's the only way to access ourselves is in relationship and through the lens of someone else.
Right. Totally correct.
And even when I'm saying Amber needs to take a breather from relationships, I'm saying that partially because she might just want to do like a silent retreat or something.
Yeah. Right? What do you think? Do you feel like she, I know that you're like, she's fine, but don't you feel like she's being punished? What does her chart, what does Amber's chart reflect about this moment in her life? Feeling like a punishment. Is she being punished? Does she deserve to be punished? What do you think?
Let's take a look-see. I love that question. You naughty bitch. Now I don't have time, but everybody online is saying that she is a Leo rising.
Oh, you don't have her birth time. Okay, got it.
Not public, but everyone is saying, I mean, she makes sense as a Leo rising. When you've seen her hair, the whole hair was a character in the,
yeah, it was.
Why is she doing that? That I hated that. Like
half
thing. Yeah. What is that? It looks like it was going to fall out anyway.
I'm not sure who was styling or consulting. So let's pull back for a minute. Okay. Not even just the looks, but let's pull.
How about this look?
Right. It seems like the theme, or thematically speaking, on one side, the herd side, everybody was incompetent, starting from the stylist, to whatever. It was like she, in the way she sets up her life in general, which exactly. is to pull in by chaos and without strategy and to wing it, which is kind of like what we do. Sorry.
Yeah, but we're talented.
But no.
I can be ugly and make it happen.
But more than that, more than us being talented, one thing that you and I share to the fucking core is that we tell the truth.
Right.
On no fucking way would you ever catch me publicly, like, dude, and she didn't publicly lie. She was telling the truth. They were hitting each other. Why is everybody forgetting that?
Well, because the thing is, she is taking it out of context, and she is.
I'm fucking it all up.
I'm saying it like I was there too. Like, I actually have no idea, but I can say that, like, I think, yeah, they definitely were hitting each other. But I think it was what's weird to me is she recorded those recordings, and she actually comes across as the bad guy and doesn't seem to know. No.
A lot of them are Johnny's. So there's some of them are hers, but a lot of them are his as well. Now here's the thing. I will fuck you up. She still knew she was being recorded, because in California, you have to disclose it. Like, Texas is a one party consent. I could record you and use it against you. I don't have to tell you. In California, you have to get permission from the other person that you're recording.
Oh, wow.
So that's the part that confuses the shit out of me, because
did he have permission to
record her? I guess it's a mix.
Did she give him?
She never told him. No, she did not tell him.
That's the question. So then how is that even admissible?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Dude is like, what?
Oh, maybe because the case was in Virginia.
So now that's really fucking interesting too. Now let's look at that. That you can commit some sort of seemingly something like a crime in one state, and then it can be,
exactly.
And then you can transfer it somewhere else and be held liable somewhere else under a different set of values. There's so many moving pieces.
It's just like, she just shouldn't have written a fucking op-ed. Like, Amber, you just wasted both of your money. Of your money.
I also think that I can really, there is value in her approach. I think that there is a potential part of her that does have her heart in, like, civil movements. There could be. I don't know anything about her. I can't say either way.
I mean,
way.
I'm looking at her chart. I can tell you. Let's see.
Let's see it. But I think that she could have played that out in a lot of different ways. She was already a millionaire. She was already A-list celebrity. She had a platform. It could have gone in a different direction.
This is so insane, Desi. This is so insane.
Tell us everything.
I'm blown. I'm like fucked up. I'm fucked up over it. Okay. Well, in Amber's chart, similar to Johnny in the ninth house courts, is her Mercury with Nemesis.
Yeah.
Same as him, but his was Jupiter, hers is Mercury. So she's the one, you know, Chiron's working with that energy now. Look at the fifth house here. She has her Saturn, difficulty, boundaries, blocks.
Wow. Dude,
with her Juno, her marriage partner. And look who's right next to the marriage partner.
It's Johnny, the asteroid Johnny. That shit is so crazy to me.
It's so crazy. It actually is so crazy. And then there's Uranus right there in the fifth house still. So it's like, oh yeah, that's when it gets violent or abusive, or it's like, how did we get here? Why are we in trial? We loved each other immediately. Like, what is going on? Right. But it changes everything. It changes her life forever. This Saturn marriage to Johnny is Uranus. It's your ass, bitch.
It's your ass, bitch.
It's famous in Uranus. Lifestyles rich in Uranus.
So, okay, back to...
One more okay. Real quick, and then I want to tell you this. We've been talking about Medusa.
Yeah, in Virgo.
Medusa in Virgo conjunct Ceres. Ceres is like the harvest goddess, yeah. Oftentimes, Ceres, in terms of like second house, Ceres, Medusa, this is like shrooms. Mm. And that that part of her would interact, because the second house is your face, and it's sort of like, so like the first house is kind of like your head, second house is your face, and then the third house is your throat. So she has her moon in her third house. She wants the community in Libra to be balanced and have harmony, but she also has no problem changing opinions, flipping, flopping. She has
that's Libra, the civil
Libras do want to make nice, and therefore they will literally say whatever. Her nodes, her south node and her north node, they're close to mine, but they're actually at the very last degree of Libra and the last degree of Aries. 29 degree Libra south node, she came here to finish the marriage that she actually ultimately is leaving or getting out of. Look at where the sun is in her chart. Her Chiron wound conjunct her Lilith. Her outrage, why are you ignoring me, feminine. Mm-hmm. And her epic wound that hopefully can be healed in this. I mean, honestly, there is a... Molly's, you know, she goes pessimistic sometimes. Catholic school, man. It's the truth is the windfall that it could create, everything's equal and opposite. If there's even the possibility of a negative windfall, there's also the possibility. I already saw Amy Schumer already posted for Amber. There's a possibility of a really positive windfall.
And that's exactly what we were talking about before. But I was asking her questions. I like the way she talks. She makes dumb things sound smart. You know what I mean?
Who, Molly or Amber?
Molly.
Oh, yeah. No, Molly's great. Amber makes dumb things, makes smart things sound dumb.
Yeah, exactly. So
no, Molly's brilliant. Yeah.
But I was going to, you know, what were you just saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. I was saying to her, like, I think that in the same vein that this opens up doors for conversation,
yeah,
it was so important for us to see that it was mutually abusive and not like, but how can I phrase this? In a very human, it played out. It was years of a relationship. It was years of drug use. It's humanity, yeah, on stage.
Yep.
You take morality and you slather morality on the conversation of pure humanity. Then you take legality and you take all of these models by which you take these two animals who, by the way, come from a completely hidden hedonistic background. It's fucking Hollywood. The H in Hollywood is for hedonist. You know what I mean?
Well, and their Venuses are in Taurus. Like they have, these are both charts that want to feel in control and pleasured.
Yeah. And pleasure. So
actually though, I will say for Johnny, it's less about pleasure and like, it's interesting. I'm a Capricorn moon. It's not that it's pleasure. It's like physical.
Yeah. Sensual.
But it's also like, it also can be like pain. Like Molly and I always joke, like the Capricorns love pain. Like there's a sense of like, you know, just like, there's a part of him that was abusive, sure, but also didn't like, they took each other's abuse. Now she, Libra moon, Taurus sun, was just trying to like kind of ignore. It's like those recordings, I did hear myself. I 100% hear myself and I understand where she's coming from, but it's just a little bit like, he's just like, if somebody says no to you, he was being so loving in some of those where he's like, yeah, I'm going to come back in an hour.
Yeah,
I need some space. I was abused as a child. Please let me walk around the block for an hour. I need some space. And she's like, you cannot possibly.
I know.
Possibly. You're killing me right now. You're killing me right now. And it's like, okay. It's not. But
this is what I was going to say earlier. This is really interesting to watch two people, one who has never been diagnosed with borderline personality and two people who allegedly could potentially have borderline personality traits, and the way that we can both relate to this then I can say, I know where she's coming from. I know that sensation.
Absolutely. That
feeling of desperation. Please don't leave me. Your brain has kicked into fight or
flight. I have wept that many a time.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting as well that there's this frustration, because if only there had been a slight moment that she said, okay, go walk, this would be a different story.
Well, that is exactly the healing that is trying to take place. You just nailed it, Desi. That's the point of this new moon, which is like, drop the fight. What is allow. And you might find that a lot of the stuff that you've either been like avoiding or thinking like you were waiting, you know, sort of like almost there or tiptoeing around, or there's sort of a sense of like, there was a big fear or a big sort of breakthrough available, and everybody has the opportunity right now to make these breakthroughs. And I think what you will find when you make the breakthroughs is it's almost nothing. It's boiling it down to love. And if mm-hmm. she was inhabiting the spirit of a person who could return herself to love, like the issue is she was putting, when we do this, we put all of our shit on other people thinking it's going to make us feel a certain way, and it's not. Mm. And she was at that point just trying to get, I don't think it was like, you need to stay. I think it was like, I think they have real control stuff. I mean, her Mars is in Capricorn, her Mercury is in Aries. Like, she is beautiful. She is stubborn, and she doesn't really think before she speaks. She kind of just says shit, obviously. Mars in Capricorn, I have that as well. Really driven by methodical, long game work. Like, that's why I do believe that, like, I don't think that she was like, hey, guys, let's fucking frame Johnny. But I do believe that she was like, you know, do this in case we ever need it. Difference.
I was trying to play out that scenario in my head. You know, of course, we were watching the same sort of commentary, and they mentioned that she tried to frame him. And I was trying to play that scenario in my head. And again, I cannot help but revert back to how widely available drugs were, and that it really could have been, you have to help me frame him, I'm so done. Like, her perspective could have
been. That's what she was acting like in that 2016 deposition, that first time that she went into the court and then walked out in that performer of TMZ video. She's pumped to be there. Hopped up.
Oh my God. No, it freaks, dude. The part where she's like, see, this is the part where I was like, this is kind of a clown show. The minute I guarantee that her lawyer probably said, whatever you do, do not tell them TMZ was tipped off. Do you understand? Please shake your nod if you understand. She probably said,
right. Yeah. She went, when she did that, when she went.
And then she said, I wanted to tell them before TMZ told them, because they had been tipped off. And then she covers her mouth. Now look, she's quick on her fucking feet, that bitch. She's clearly not on marijuana, you know?
So she's not like, that big. Yeah.
But I'm just like, damn, bitch, come on. Like, a bitch is trying to stand for you, but you are not even taking a moment to catch yourself. You are so caught up in wanting to win and fight that you didn't. Dude, you literally gave them. You gave it away. You said it. You said the thing, dog. Like, I don't know what to do.
It's kind of like this, I think, will actually be really good for her long term. Like, I think this is the healing that needs to happen, because look at this. Like, her South Node in the fourth house with her Pluto. But the South Node is in Libra, so it's marriage. But then Pluto, it's like the dark underside of a relationship, and death and merging and whatever. Fourth house, home. Opposite her North Node in Aries, 29 degrees, independence. I'm so independent that I actually am ready to be in a Taurus loving relationship. Mm-hmm. She has never been so independent that she could be. So what I'm saying, like, you shouldn't be in a relationship for a minute, Amber. It's not because relationships aren't mirrors, but it's like, you might want to, like, you know, do a few things differently and then look in the mirror again. You know, like, if you keep doing the thing you're doing, it's not that much of a surprise that the person that she was with before she left Johnny, whatever you want to say about it, a police officer who testified at the case said that there was a woman assaulting her partner and got arrested.
A police officer
at the airport, I think it was at the airport, Amber was arrested for domestic, I think it was an airport. She was arrested for domestic violence to the point where this, I'll send you the testimony. This woman testified and she's like, yeah, I had to break them up. Like I had to get her off of this girl. And like, to me, it looked like there was a real issue. And I charged her. I my job as a security guard. She was assaulting someone.
Oh, Amber Heard attacked her girlfriend
or wife.
Oh, they were married. Dude, the level of little details that I'm not privy to. I knew that she had a girlfriend. And I knew that she did attack her girlfriend. I didn't realize that they were married. Okay. Wow. 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 Okay. Damn her. What the fuck?
She has her Jupiter in Pisces, you know, connecting with his Pisces. And it's in the eighth house. Again, this is a relationship that really thrives or dies on secrets. And her Jupiter right on his Chiron in the eighth house, man, they are really, you know, touching each other's souls in an extremely painful way. And it is, I think that long term, this will be healing for them both. I will take a look. Because there's other charts, because you're going to the movies, but I can take a look and add on like what I think for the future for them, because I want to look at the progress chart and I want to look at the solar arc chart. There's like a few different charts I would look at. I don't want to like waste time pulling them all up. But what I do think is, you know, 2024 to 2026, her North Node will have a nodal return, as will ours. Like we'll have a North Node in Aries. And my hope is for her that she just does find herself. I mean, the thing that I feel for her in that, like, she was 25 when they started dating. And it's like,
yeah. I mean, it's a really,
really young.
And it's also a really interesting moment in a woman's life that, you know, from the time that you're 24, I mean, I am not the same. I mean, dude, I feel like I need to like issue a public apology in some way. You know what I mean? I feel like I somehow need to sit in front of the mic and say, listen, guys, I want to let you know, like, all of this information is coming in for me. And I'm really ashamed of some of the shit that I'm seeing. But I got to let you know, when I was in that moment, there was no ill will at any moment.
Right.
Right. My intention was always nice, misguided, misheard.
Misheard.
Yeah. So, but that's what I feel for her. I'm like, wow. You know, the progression of womanhood from 25 to 34. And so she's going through these really important moments that he's already traversed.
But look at her chart though. That's her karma.
You know, and by the way,
he has the same thing. I have this with Randy that it's like Saturn, Juno. And then cause she's my year. She was born just a few months before me.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of similar things. And yeah. This is, and it's Johnny. Can you believe this, Desi? Johnny on the Uranus and the marriage and the
keep my anus out of this
Saturn. Oh, it's so fucking juicy,
dude.
I mean, look at this, dude. Look at this. Everything about this is fucking me up. His Johnny's his Lilith on the inside of his chart. I mean, I would say that there is a possibility that the one thing that he isn't saying, I don't think I can post this either, but I do think there's a possibility that he had been sexually abused as a kid.
Why do you say that?
Because Lilith on his IC in Scorpio, really hugging his IC there. And then Neptune kind of trying to like forget about it, dissolve it, like dissociate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think him saying, I was a thank God she was recording him and she caught him saying, I would say I was a victim of abuse, because I think that's really what this was about for him. Yeah. And I think for her, it was actually about going, hey, get real. You are actually pretending to be someone else all the time. You need to really check your heart.
You're saying to her, this is
to her. The cosmic universal message is like, it's you like are not actually genuine. You're not making good choices. Don't be so surprised next time.
Well, you're not choosing you.
Not choosing you.
And if you would have kept it genuine, because I will tell you something. If you listen to the way that she speaks, she's intelligent. Mm-hmm. If listen to the way that she speaks about the things that she stands for. Mm-hmm. Listen to her verbiage. It's fine. She is a well-educated, intelligent.
Well, also because she's been fucking with one of the brightest guys. That's a lot of his language.
Think so? Yeah. I don't know. We didn't know her before.
That's true. And also, I don't think they spent that much time together.
That's the other thing. I've heard that like they would spend like months apart.
Heard on the Space Trash podcast, you fucking idiot.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard from you. But you know, so here's my whole thing. Like, she has so many things to leverage in the best way, and you used your powers for evil almost. But here's the other thing, but not just her, like everyone. But
she's not in public like this.
Exactly. So let's say, okay, they abused each other, blah blah blah. Let's stick to that narrative. What happened? What was the downfall? The minute that she drew back the curtain and she said, oh yeah, Johnny, let's show everyone what you got. And he was like, what are you doing? Right. I've even heard a recording of him saying it was that thing you literally, it's like verbatim. He's going, it was that thing you wrote. He goes, why did you do that? Why did you do that? He's asking her like, why did you do that? You know what I mean? Like, so yes, there is a part where you can say she is at fault, but not for the reasons. It's not for the right shit. She's not at fault for being a liar. She's not at fault. She's at fault for taking the situation and thinking that she could accrue a following and that everybody would believe her dainty little finger pointing straight at Johnny.
Well, and in fact, I think
she underestimated everybody.
Well, I think that's what the sort of irony here is that Molly's right. She didn't really point the finger at Johnny. It was just what it was. So say, you know, you could read that different ways because
she strategically knew not to use his name because she's not a fucking moron, but she pointed the finger at Johnny. Yes. I can definitely appreciate the sentiment on Molly's behalf because you are setting legal precedent. That had not crossed my mind. It's incredibly intelligent to say it that way.
Yeah, she's right about that. Yeah, I know what
I can appreciate what she's saying, but let
But no, he was,
not,
yeah.
This is not
it was Johnny Depp.
She's not a poor little sheep. She didn't know. That is not, let me tell you something, okay? When you move to another country and don't speak the language and don't know the customs, then you didn't know. You really didn't know. We could say that you really didn't know, but that was not the case in this situation.
Well, and I think that's where Molly's right that like it's hard because Johnny Depp's lawyers won. Like it wasn't even Johnny or Amber.
Yeah.
That team was like a basketball team on the court.
Yeah.
Fucking switching chairs, just fucking circling. I
mean, they were,
dunking in people's faces. And it was just like, clean up the court. The show's over, right? But then it kept coming back. But like, who's going to win? Because actually, we're talking, like, it is. And again, though, I think that this is a part of the collective breakdown that we're witnessing, which is like the justice system in it of itself. I mean, I know that we've maybe thought this before, but I think this is another good example, OJ too, where it's like, gee, maybe this isn't so just. Like, what justice, but the richest people get the best help and justice, but...
Justice, except it's just ice cold hearts.
Justice. Or just us, the rich people.
So many puns on this pod.
We're punny girls.
Dude, yeah, I mean, you know, here's the sad thing. Does anybody remember the war in Ukraine? I don't. We stopped talking about it. And tomorrow we're going to stop talking about this too. And that is the nature of human life. And so if you are afraid to do things because you think people are going to say, yeah, people might talk shit, but the next day they'll forget. Like, so I think that the thing I'm taking away from this is that, like you said, nothing is nothing and everything is everything. And truly, like, we just watched two people disgrace themselves. Well, not really. One revendicate and one person disgrace herself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you. But
in the name, side note, though, in the name of love, she had 2 years where he was found guilty of being able to be called a wife beater by the UK Sun-Times or whatever.
And you know what, dog? She could have, if she did really have his best interest in mind as a fight, but she didn't because they're nemesis. But let's say, okay, but she didn't. So actually, there's not.
But do you see what I'm saying? No, do you see why the astrology helps though? Because it's like, no, it, actually, we know what it is.
They are quite, they're like nemesis, you know, it's head to head. But even when he lost that case, that was not against her. If she truly had his best interest in mind, she would have made it public. She would have publicly clarified.
Oh, absolutely.
She would have said, I want everybody to know something. I mean, I know that they came out with a joint thing. So maybe that was her trying to do that. Because again, if you do have BPD, one, it's like, it's you first, they're the devil. And then they're literally, God could not be made anybody more perfect. So right. She could have been in an upswing where suddenly she's idolizing him and she's trying to make things better. And she's so sorry. She caused this mess. How can I make it better? Okay. Come out with me and tell everybody that we're fine. But you know what? I think that like, maybe that there was an attempt to do that, but then it's just sort of, I guess, here's the thing. The dates also line up with when I left to Bolivia and when I came back from Bolivia. So I, in the press, did not experience Johnny Depp as a wife beater at all in any moment. That news did not reach my country.
That's so crazy. Right. Well, but also, as you were saying at the beginning,
this is exclusively American news.
Would that even be news in Bolivia? It's like, everybody's a wife beater.
Well, so here's the thing, right? So it's like defamation, sure. But like, we have to understand.
Call my mother a whore when she's walking down the street. No,
but I mean, just like it's also like so interesting too. It's just like the perspective is like, if you asked me, it wasn't defamation because I didn't fucking know, right? Like it's not like, you know,
right. You weren't beat. Like, wow, did you hear Johnny Depp as a wife beater?
Right. So I guess what I'm saying is like, there's so many different angles to this. I'm really, really very, I'm not surprised by the verdict. I am like, okay, they didn't even fill out the thingy at the end. A lot of this feels like kind of an amateur hour.
Well, but that's where it's like, that's why this system sucks, because what ends up happening is like the lawyers who make the best.
It's a performance. Oh. Who performed the best?
Yep. Wait, so I'm looking at their progress chart. Oh, this is Johnny's progress chart. Wow. Okay, hold on. We're going to have to do some deeper reading here, but I want to look at their relationships progress chart. I haven't even looked at this yet. So we're doing it together for the first time. So the composite chart is like the two charts like merged together into one to become one us. The composite chart is now where you are now. It's the evolved version of that chart, right? One of your progress charts. Okay, so where they're at currently? Okay. So, wow. Where that currently is the North Node has moved from the 10th house to the 9th house of courts and justice. It's on the legacy of the relationship.
Jeez.
They've sealed their fate. We have Amber, Money, Nemesis, and a wound at the end of Aries. North Node. Wow, this is really fucking interesting. North Node at 29 degrees or 29 degrees Aries is Amber's North Node. In this progressed relationship, we have Amber, Windfall of Money, Nemesis, and then on her purpose is this wound, if that makes sense, in the eighth house of other people's money and divorce settlements and transactions. And then it's exactly, this is fucking me up, dude. Mm-hmm. Exactly opposite second house where you're getting the money from. It's in the fucking chart. The divorce, marriage, Libra, settlement.
Shit. Now, let the record show that this chart was pulled up after the fact. A historical event happened and this chart was pulled up afterwards. Uh-huh. There's nothing about this.
Uh-uh.
There's nothing correlated, or these are not charts that are made manually, or there's no human error, really. It's basically an algorithmic, like mathematical.
Oh my God, Algol.
Boop, 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 boop.
No, right. It's like, it just is what it is.
Yeah. So that's nuts.
Their progressed Sun, Venus, and Mercury are all in Cancer. And it's in the 10th and 11th house. So it's basically like, they're basically doing this. They're being responsible for a lot of the mistakes they made in their marriage and the structure of their marriage at home behind closed doors. And they are learning to be victims, really, pretty much, and then come back, you know, be victims and then work towards healing, very Cancer, right? Like, I'm upset. Let's, you know, let's move through it. But in public, 10th and 11th house, the progressed moon is at 29 degrees Aquarius. So at this moment, they could not feel more separated and yet.
Yeah, separated. That's
separated. This is maybe the first time actually that it's like.
You can tell when you can also tell from the footage, there just seems to be this, this chasm, these spaces between them. Separated, you know, discommunicated, like the whole thing.
Whole thing. And, but it's, that's why I think.
Her worst nightmare.
Her worst nightmare. Well, that's what happens when you. When you don't allow things to be what they are, you literally create the thing you fear every single time, like clockwork. It never is not that. That's why you must be honest with people. Right. That is what you and I have. We are not bullshit. We tell the truth. We don't have shame.
More than that, more than keeping it real, we will not lie on your name. I would never.
No.
I don't function that way. I can't zoom in.
I don't have the focus to keep it up.
That's precisely right. I would not be able to remember my lies, and I would.
Who has time? Who has time? And also, my greatest joy in life is just running my mouth and developing material. So, like, I don't want to. I want to be safe to say what's true for me. Like, I don't want to have to think about it. I want to be able to flow.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And also, here's the other thing: why would we lie?
I don't think that we ever would at one time. So I agree.
I've lied for sure.
No, I never, not one time.
Yeah, but like, but I don't prefer, I don't choose it as a strategy. In fact, my strategy is usually to err on the side of vulnerability and oversharing.
Right. Well,
because I'm like, no, give them as much info as possible.
Right. I'm actually not like that, believe it or not. Well, that's what's funny about our charts. My outer is like your inner and vice versa. So I'm like presenting really like chaotic and kooky and like saying whatever and emotional, whatever. And it's like deep down, I really am just like pretty much all business.
Yeah.
Don't you think? How many times have I called you weeping this year?
Right.
I keep it tight. I make the money. We needed to make more rent. I made more rent. We needed to do this. I can do this. Like, I can handle. And Johnny and I have the same man.
I am handle. I can handle the handle.
And you know what? Where's the, what happened with the finger?
Fuck.
What happened with the finger? Was it a handle, a bottle, or not?
Dude. And by the way, here's the thing I don't understand. His finger came clean off, like the tip came clean off, or was it just a cut? That's the part I was trying to like.
It came clean off, and then like I'll find you. I'll send you some of the best testimonies that you missed over the last 25 days. What have I been doing? But somebody had to go find it. The property manager found it.
What the fuck? He found it. How far did it go? Did it get stuck in the Roomba or something? What the fuck?
No, it was weird. It was like he said it was in like a paper towel, like just like thrown on the floor. Fucking gnarly.
Somebody picked it up. Oh damn, dude.
He had to. He's gonna get
Johnny picked it up.
No. Johnny was using his stub to write with blood until it dried all over the walls upstairs.
Oh dude, I respect that Johnny. Does Johnny have his moon in Scorpio?
Capricorn, me.
Oh, dude, you know I would have cut my finger and wrote all over the walls.
Oh, I know. It's true. That's what I'm saying. It's like funny because like as I'm watching this whole thing, I'm like, you know what? Like, I might be the perfect next wife for Johnny.
Oh, you heard it here first. Hey, Jenny boy, what you doing tonight?
What you doing tonight, sugar? You want to come on the Zoom tonight,
sugar? Talking about your ex?
We got drags. What do you need? What do you got? I got them. We got a little whitey-white stuff. Hey, Jenny boy, you like the slopes? Wait,
they were making drugs seem so uncool.
Bro,
like, Johnny being like, I need some of that whitey-white. It's like, yo, man.
I didn't see any of that. Was that what he was, that's how he was asking the dealer for
there
drugs?
There was like a few, there was like, I'll find it. Yeah, it's like some of the ways that they were talking about drugs. Also, I guess I'm a little bit confused though, because like Amber did perjure herself.
Dude,
a number of times.
That is okay. So here's the other thing. We talk about how, like, oh, court cases, they're so tight. They're so tight. But so much shit happened. Like, how was she able to use her recordings if they're not legal? How
did she have tons of information? She said she didn't do coke since she was 18.
How did she not get charged with perjury with so many blatant lies?
Maybe she still could. I mean, we literally
we just watched
and then we were like, everybody get to the Zoom. We got to put something up.
Yeah, right. So much shit has already probably transpired that we're just right.
Like, I want to be like, I got to go. We got to get back to it. I got to get back to the feed.
Dude.
Are you a Johnny Depp fan? Were you ever a Johnny Depp fan?
Yes. I can't believe she fucked it up. I would have stayed married. I would have taken a slap or two from Johnny Depp. I'm just saying. Okay. I've seen the pictures. Let's talk about the real estate. I've seen the pictures of real estate. He's hot. I'm just saying, you know what? I would have cleaned up his little ice cream. I would have never taken pictures of that shit.
Yeah. But you know what?
He kissed his penis. I would have kissed his dick, dog.
Because he'd be asleep already.
Your little penis head.
That's fucking hilarious, Ezzy. Yeah, no, I mean, I just want to say, number one, Johnny, real man to real man, you were getting too crunk.
Yeah, mono to mono.
Mono to mono, too crunk.
Booked up. But you know what? I still would have cleaned up your ice cream and kissed your dick.
Like, I would have never in a million years, like,
I would have, like, put you to bed. Photographed
to sue you ever. Like, if I love you enough,
you're my man.
Well, that's the thing, though. The reason that she is an asshole is because he was like this before they got married. Most of the abuse scenarios that they brought up were from before they got married.
What?
She knew what she was doing.
I don't remember that. I didn't.
It was all, like, 2012, 2013, like, 2014. They got married in 2015.
Oh, dude, I didn't put all that together.
We're done by 2016.
Huh, that's really interesting.
It is, right?
So most of the shit that happened was before uh-huh. they got married. Okay.
Uh-huh. Not cool.
Sarah, were you a Johnny Depp fan?
I mean, he's obviously my type. You know, like, hot pirate? A little bit. Pirate. No, but actually, this is funny. When I went to... we went to spring break one year. We went to my house in Florida, and it was me and a bunch of the gals. Must have been like sophomore year of college or something. One of my friend Meg's friends from college came, and she had a friend that worked at Disneyland. So we all went down for, like, you know, the night and to party with the furries or whatever. And I think I told you the story before, but one of my friends hooked up with the character, Captain Jack Sparrow, and he didn't ever break character.
That's all fucking amazing. That man deserves...
We literally still talk about it to this day. They were like, it was like sloppy and, like, you know, they were like, work there. So we thought we were like cool for like, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I don't know why you guys were in the elevator at Disneyland, but like, okay, feel awesome. Yeah,
which feel elevator, awesome. By the way?
He was just like, I know where we can go, you know? And they were like in an elevator or something. And they were hooking up, and then he said, arr, can I finger your dirty pussy?
And she was like, yes, Johnny. Yes.
Well, actually, she was like, call my pussy dirty? Like,
yes, he's a pirate. Why are you?
He was like, oh, I don't mind me dirty pussy.
He said, I don't mind it. He was like, yes. And, you know, fragrant is what I'm saying. Savory is what I'm saying.
The dirtier, the better. I love when I get a good voice out. Okay, well, you look fucking gorgeous.
Thank you.
Really do. Go have a great time. I'm going to edit this little potty pod. Just remain in the abuse pool a little bit longer. And then I'll post. And Desi, anything you want to say?
I just hope that both parties are feeling a general sense of either completion or peace. Or if not, I just really hope that I am feeling a little bit for Amber. Just right now, it's very fresh. There's a lot of public backlash. This is very much Scarlet Letter. This is very much the, you know, witch at the stake.
Yeah.
I get it. I know she brought it on herself, but I do feel for her.
Oh, yeah.
So I just hope that, like, she can somehow just, like, just find some peace. We know the men are at peace. The men with the money, nothing changed. Nothing fucking changed. Got it. For Amber, I just wish her a little bit of personal peace. And I hope that, you know, she's got a baby now. So I just want her to.
Yeah. What's coming up for her? Like, I think she's going to really ground herself in, like, reality, if at best. I think it's like, I think she has the baby now, and whether her career's over or not, it wasn't going to work. And she didn't
gonna work.
No, yeah. I will send you trailers that she sucks in. Okay. No, she's in a movie. You know, it's bad. She's
I know, but here's what you do. Here's the strategy when you're a bad actor. You just play yourself in every movie and you leverage.
No, but that's the issue.
Your beauty. That's it. Stupid.
She doesn't have a myself. That's what he was saying to her on those recordings.
You've got everybody fooled out here.
And he was saying, like, I am so embarrassed. You were a mirage. I thought you were all of these things. And, like, you're nothing. Like, I invented you. And, like, I thought you were something you weren't.
Oversold and underdelivered, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is what happens when you lie about reading poetry when you're 21. I'm talking to fucking lie is the bottom line. No, 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 Amber. No, 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 lie. Did you just change your outfit after I complimented your outfit?
Well, yeah.
This is insane. Why? Because I look so fucking schwang right now. I'm about to my period. It looks like somebody just went like up like a fucking balloon.
That's stand-up material.
You're laughing because you're like, yeah, yeah, you do look
no,
like
no, no, because yeah, you look like your performance like is so funny, dude.
We gotta work out, Desi. I need you to cook and clean.
Yo,
and
I got
brand new incredible.
Thank you, baby. I'm gonna get you. You come into my grips. I'm gonna feed you so fucking good.
I need just to like eat healthy food, and I need to move my body.
We're going to eat so good. We are 5 blocks from the lake, 5 blocks from all the bars, five blocks from a couple bars on the water, 5 blocks
what
from
comedy clubs. Are you near any?
No, not really. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't, we're going to drive.
I'll start my own comedy club in Austin. Okay. It's called the Moon.
Everybody's like, whoa, look at the Jeep. Dude, it's going to be a dope fucking summer.
I'm so excited. Okay. Let me go record. Let me go edit this thing. Go have a wonderful date. I just don't even stop looking at you. You look so pretty, but okay. I got to get it.
I love you.
Wow. You guys, I don't know if any of that made sense to you. I'm going to have to go back and edit this and I'm going to try my very best not to insult anybody. Like, what can I keep? I this is a horrible ending. Thank you guys for listening. Justice for all humans on planet Earth. Justice for Desi, Sarah, and Molly. Justice for Space Trash Podcast. If you haven't left a review, you are unjust.
Space Trash.
Trash in space.
Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space Trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.